at the end of our parasha, we're told that we're going to go into the land of Israel. That's great. And when we go into the land of Israel, God tells us how we're going to go about the Kibush Ha'aretz. And what's amazing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's not going to be fast. It's going to be slow in order so that you can slowly acclimate and slowly take over the land. And the question is a fascinating question. Why does it have to be that way? God, who is so incredibly powerful, God, who is so amazing, so miraculous, and it's effortless for him, why can't God just snap his fingers? All the nations of the land of Israel will be wiped out, and alas, the Jewish people come in and everything is good. Why does it have to be a slow process? I want to share with you an amazing idea. It's an idea that I read over Shabbos in Eim Habanim Smeicha by Rav Techtal, and it just hit me because it's so spot on. You see, there was a plan. The plan originally was that the Jewish people were going to miraculously continue the onslaught. Egypt, Torah, straight up from the southern part of Israel, take over the land, that was going to be it. That's how it was going to end. And Chet HaEgel throws the Jewish people for a little bit of a pause. And then Chet HaMeraglim does them in. God totally changes everything. God says it's not going to be miraculous the way it originally was, but it's going to be more B'derech HaTeva, more in nature. Says of Techtal, that this is what was supposed to, this is how Geula works. Geula comes in one of two ways. If we're truly in a good place, if we truly deserve it, if everything is what we're supposed to, it will be super miraculous. God will be able to snap his fingers and everything can change in a moment. But that's not always how things go. Sometimes we don't deserve it. But God says, Geula will come, but it's going to be slow. Slow but steady. That's really what's going on in our parasha. In our parasha, God is saying that, I know it's going to be, you're not going to come in the way I had hoped. You're not going to come in the way I intended originally. It's going to be different. And in that model, where you guys are more on top of it, in that model where it's not going to be overwhelming miracles, it's slowly, slowly, slowly. Why is that? Because in that model, people aren't prepared. People aren't spiritually attuned for something that's that overwhelming. And as such, you need to take it slowly and step by step. Halavai, we should be zoche to be on the level that we can just get it in 1 second. Because I know so many of us would just so appreciate that. But if not, I believe we have to look at the world and I believe we have to recognize so critically the fact that it's happening, but it's really, really, really slowly. And therefore, it's incumbent upon us to ask, what is it that I can do next? What can I do more? And how can I further the Geula? And if we do that, God willing, we should be able to see and merit speedily in our days the coming of Mashiach. Have a great day.